Well, the starting gate was always no problem, really, for a firm. You know, he was good in the gate, he always did well, and he broke sharp.
And they're off.
That part worked out to perfection. I mean, a firm popped out of the gate perfectly.
That's a firm going out for the lead. Then Judge Advocate Alidar is away well on the inside. Then Noontime Spender and Darby Creek Road.
And obviously in a mile and a half race, nobody was really going to, I didn't feel, jump out and try to go fast. It was more of a situation where I was hoping to pop out and slow the pace down and make Alidar drop back and then eventually come around and at some stage start to challenge me.
They move for the first turn. Affirmed has the lead by a half length. Judge Advocate on the outside in second by a half length. Along the rail, it's Alidar in third, followed by Noontime Spender and Darby Creek Road.
I always knew Alidar really never liked it on the inside, so I left enough room for him to kind of say, if you want to come up in here, great, but I knew he probably wouldn't. And eventually, George eased him back and eased around.
They move into the turn and Affirmed, going along easily on the hand ride, three quarters of a length. They went the first quarter slow, 25 seconds.
Obviously, because we were going so slow, which was exactly what I wanted, and Georgie realized it early on, moved up, and by the time we got to the backside, you know, he was in a position to, you know, start trying to put some pressure on me.
They moved to the backstretch, Affirmed managing the lead by one length. Alidar is a very close second by three quarters. 50 seconds for a half mile.
We weren't going very fast. I was keeping an eye on, you know, who was where, and it was pretty easy to see it was him.
Now we've got a speed duel beginning to develop. On the inside, Affirmed. On the outside, Alidar. And those two are letting out all stops. They're going on out together.
That's actually the first time I've ever heard the roar of the crowd from all the way on the backside. When they saw Alidar moving up the challenge, it was just like a huge roar because everybody realized that the race was on.
Affirmed along the inside, Alidar on the outside. Heads apart as they move down the back stretch. Three quarters, however, went in 1:14. The pace is still slow.
I wanted to keep the pace as slow as I could for as long as I could, and Alidar moved up. I was willing to say, Alidar, if you want to go, because I knew he wouldn't want to go to the front that far out, go ahead. So really, we were just kind of sitting upside at that stage, kind of playing cat and mouse, and still at a quite slow pace. I guess he felt like he was pressuring me, but my horse was relaxed and everything was fine, so we were just kind of poodling along down the backside.
They're moving into the turn. Affirmed holding ahead in front, and Alidar on the outside is challenging again. It's Affirmed by a head on the turn. Alidar is second by 4.5. Now beginning to pick up the pace.
By that stage, I realized this was going to be the battle of all battles and that we were really going to have to dig deep.
Three quarters went in 14, a mile in 37.2. The pace is increasing as they come to the head of the stretch. It is still Affirmed as they come to the quarter pole. He's holding on to a head lead.
We were asking our horses for virtually everything. The firm was having to fight. It wasn't like he was cruising anymore, and I knew we were going to have to dig deep.
Alidar is outside of him and challenging that lead. The two are heads apart, and Alidar's got a lead.
Alidar had basically got on even terms, at least. You know, he might have passed me by a fraction of an inch, but not by much.
Alidar put a head in front, right in the middle of the stretch. It's Alidar and Affirmed battling back along the inside. We'll test these two to the wire. Affirmed under a left-hand whip.
I hit Affirmed left-handed for the first time, and that's when he really dug back in and just found enough to get his head back in front.
Alidar on the outside driving. Affirmed and Alidar heads apart. Affirmed's got a nose in front as they come onto the wire.
I knew passing the finish line that we won. We held him to the wire, and it was the ultimate feeling of satisfaction of giving your all, you know, coming through the ringer and coming out the right side of it. Looking back on it, I think it was one of, if not the greatest races of all time.